This is NPR.
And hello again, everybody. As police investigate the Colorado church shootings, mourners in Omaha are still burying victims from last week's shooting incident at a city mall. 8 people were killed when 19-year-old Robert Hawkins opened fire inside the West Roads Mall in Omaha. He then shot himself to death. The Reverend Bert Thalen of St. John's Parish spoke about the tragedy, saying everyone should be shocked at this violence.
Wake up, Omaha. Wake up, America. Wake up, all you nations. It's time for you to take stock of what you are doing to one another.
Some people have gone to the mall to grieve and create a makeshift memorial out of paper snowflakes. These they have pasted to the security gates of the store's inner entrances. Former Vice President Al Gore receives the Nobel Peace Prize today, along with the United Nations panel, for their environmental work. Gore is urging political leaders to act to reduce greenhouse gas emissions that lead to climate change. On Wednesday, he will travel to Bali, where delegates to an international conference on climate change are meeting to draw up new proposals. One dominant issue is how cutting carbon emissions could hurt the economies of different countries. It's long been a principle of the Bush administration that large developing countries, such as China, should also be subject to mandatory cuts. China responds it needs economic development to move people out of poverty, and the United States and other Western countries have pumped greenhouse gases into the atmosphere for decades. You may have been paying just a little bit less for gas recently. Crude oil prices are down. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg says you're forking over less at the gas pumps.
Gasoline prices have been declining. They fell 9 cents in the past 3 weeks. Regular grade now averages $3 per gallon.
Lundberg says this is the lowest the gas prices have fallen since October. The Washington Post reports the federal government has learned a popular weed killer is turning up in large amounts in the nation's rivers and streams. The Post cites a database from the EPA showing atrazine has turned up in amounts that could harm amphibians, fish, and aquatic ecosystems, and the effects have been felt especially in the Midwest. The EPA ruled in September there's not enough evidence to warrant restricting the weed killer's use. Striking Broadway stagehands have approved a new contract, formally ending their walkout. Some 24 shows were dark for 19 days, including Wicked, The Lion King, and The Phantom of the Opera. The contract approval was a formality this weekend. Broadway shows actually returned to the stage on November 29th. And suspended pro football player Michael Vick learns his fate today in a federal courtroom in Virginia. In August, Vick pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy counts and a dogfighting scandal. He says he helped kill 6 to 8 pet bulldogs, or rather pit bulldogs, and didn't perform well. He says he provided money for the bets but never shared in any of the winnings. He has already taken himself to jail. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.